This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2291. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded April 17th, Afghanistan, Australia, Brazil, China, Cuba, Czechia, Europe, Guatemala, Indonesia, Lithuania, Malawi, Malaysia, Martinique, Moldova, Monaco, Myanmar, North America, Philippines, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Solomon Islands, Turkey, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Last week we began with a report about Afghanistan reactivating some medium-wave frequencies around its borders by the Taliban, of course, and now there's been further speculation about what frequencies may be involved. Laszlo Tringer in Idun's Medium Wave Info of April 11th says, according to a local report on YouTube, 864 and 1035 kilohertz were used earlier, and probably one of those has been reactivated. Followed up a few days later with 864 being the chosen frequency for Kandahar. There was a YouTube video which happened to show that frequency on some piece of equipment, and with a power of 10 kilowatts. There's a new station from Queensland, Australia, on the tropical band, 2355 kilohertz. Christopher O'Reilly, VK4MTV and VK4TRP, posted this. I'm a licensed hobby broadcaster and advanced ham operator. I've launched an experimental broadcast on 2355 kilohertz, using my license for the first time, and it's in Sequam AM stereo, broadcasting from Kooranda, Queensland. This news came via the Australian Radio DX Club. Ryan Howard tuned it in immediately, April 17th at 10:45 UT. There it was. It's called Tropical Radio Program, or TRP, or it could be called Tropical Radio Network. Ron heard it via the remote, not too far away, in Townsville, Queensland. He says they was playing various music at 11:32, Johnny Nash, with Christopher as DJ, and it would be on the air over the Easter weekend, operating in AM stereo. And he quickly got a reply from Christopher, who also acknowledged Ron's report on the air. He says, when I get back to Asilomar State Beach, I'll try to pick it up directly. He's currently in San Francisco listening via remotes. Licensing info about the station can be found at web.acma.gov.au. As expected last week, Radio Voz Missionaria Brazil has indeed returned to the air on the 49-meter band. April 11th at 0444, I found it on 5939.581. Listening via remote in Brasilia is still way off frequency to the lower side. At 0606, I tried for it direct and only got a barely audible carrier. There's lots of mush from WWCR 5935 around that area. The new token English broadcast from RNB via RNA Brazil, high power 11780 and 6180, continues. It's scheduled only UT Tuesday through Saturday at 0150. But it's not always on the air even then, easily preemptible by silly ball games. I did hear it on UT April 12th and 16th, a series of interviews with a woman in Belém, Pará, with voiceover translation. Tony Pavick in British Columbia also reports it. UT Tuesday, April 15th, interview with a black filmmaker in Pará about environmental racism. He says it's all good, but the announcer's accent is just a bit too thick, and as such, I can't make out the name of the woman she interviewed. I speak some Portuguese, and while I'm somewhat comfortable with the accent, I can't make heads or tails, cara o coroa, of what she says at times. I also note that the Spanish version which follows also has a heavy Brazilian accent. Takahito Akabayashi in Japan forwards a new schedule for experimental DRM transmissions from China National Radio, Program 1, The Voice of China, as of April 16th. It's too detailed to give here, but I will note an important change that was mentioned. Via Urumqi, 9655 and 13730 are no longer used. They were merged into 21590. that could be on the air between 22 and 12 UT. This and all the others are running 30 kilowatts. The original info came from this website, cahcn.me/DRM. QAnon about Radio Marti, medium wave 1180 from Florida. On April 11th, Ike Bierwirt says on the IRCA list, shortwave has been off since mid-March. It would be a big surprise if it ever came back. 1180 was off for a while, but was switched back on after a few days. Almost impossible to hear in the U.S. because it's very directional toward Cuba. I only hear Rebelde jammers. Try it via the Bonaire Kiwi, maybe. Yes, indeed, I've done that, and it can be heard there, if that Kiwi is active. He continues, for a stream of Marti, I quickly found www.martinoticias.com/radio-marti, which has a working audio stream. I can only assume it's parallel 1180. Hope it's not geo-blocked outside the U.S. That would be strange for an international service, but you never know. A much more detailed reply from David E. Crawford, Indian River City, Florida Libre. Also dated April 11th. Radio Marti, 1180 kilohertz at Sisters Creek Island, Florida Keys, left the air at 16:30, 17 March, 24 hours after Greenville shortwave shut down, more or less, then came back on at 16 UT, 26 March, according to multiple sources in positions to know. Return was on the same day that the U.S. AGM lockout ended for the non-essential staff while the DOGE audit was being conducted. He says, I first heard Marti back on myself at 23:45 UT, 26 March. It has been audible nightly since then with no observed interruption. The theme song Clave a Marti, almost an interval signal, punches through the co-channel interference very well at the top of the hour. I can hear it more easily here, just inland from Cape Canaveral, than via the South Florida remotes. I'm probably closer to any back lobe axis center than Miami is, even if further away. The signal trades off with the Cubans proper as everybody fades up and down. As far as Rebelde is concerned, the carrier count varies from night to night. There are fewer of them on the air than the listed 40, probably due to apagones or power outages across the island. Meanwhile, I've heard from a new member of our World of Radio group who used to work for Radio Marti in Marathon, Florida. His name is Melvin Eliezer, now at Key Colony Beach, Florida, near Marathon. He says 1180 is operating at full power, 100 kilowatts, 24/7. All transmission appears to be normal. Tower lights are all working. Programming is recorded content. Due to the agency locking out all employees from the Miami studios, no news is produced currently. Automation repeats programming every 48 hours. That's my understanding. I monitor it daily. And Melvin Eliezer says, I've worked with VOA for 30-plus years. Retired from Radio Marti as station manager and senior engineer of Marathon. Next, filed under Czechia or the Czech Republic, from the Czech news agency CTK via Mike Cooper on April 11th. Czech Parliament speakers urge U.S. Congress to keep funding Radio Free Europe. The speakers of the upper and lower house of the Czech Parliament have called on the U.S. Congress to maintain a stable funding for RFE. In a letter to House of Representatives, Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Acting Head Chuck Grassley, they warn that closing the station would mean the victory of authoritarian regimes and a weakening of freedom of speech in the world. From a long National Review story of March 28th via David Cole, a number of European officials have voiced support for the radios, including Jan Lipovsky, a Czech foreign minister. From Belarus to Iran, from Russia to Afghanistan, he wrote, RFERL and the Voice of America are among the few independent sources for people living in darkness. Their silencing would be a loss not only for them, but for all of us who believe in democracy. Lipovsky is a Czech in the Havel tradition. He also has an idea. Maybe the European Union can fund RFERL, seeing that the United States is unwilling to. Following filed under Europe, I'm not sure in which country, but apparently somewhere in Scandinavia, about Radio Igloo. Via Kari Kallio in Finland, Radio Igloo will be on the air Saturday, 19 April, on 5040 or 5035 kilohertz. The same program broadcasts twice, first at 05 UT and repeated at 0630. And this is a repeat of an Igloo program first broadcast a year ago on the 2nd and 3rd of March, 2024. Correct reports with comments on program content will be answered with our EQSL. An audio clip would be appreciated. Happy Easter from the Radio Igloo team. Report to radioigloo@gmail.com. Via Dinoblice of Frecuencia al Dia, sad news from Guatemala. According to Latitude Stereo on Facebook, Dr. Edgar Amilcar Madrid died on the 16th of April. He was the man behind Radio Verdad in Guatemala, which he was trying to get back on shortwave. It used to be on 4052.5 and has become Guatemala's final shortwave station. Our sympathy to his survivors, such as his daughter, Edna Edith Madrid. He was originally from Chiquimula, and besides Radio Verdad, founded the Quaker Theological Seminary. He was also a musician, composer, writer, theologian, and inventor of various things, and among other things had been awarded the Order of the Quetzal. About the Voice of Indonesia Channel 1 via the Chimangas Jakarta site, Brian Clark in New Zealand says to Ron Howard, checking my regular overnight recording of 3325 at 1200 UT, 14 April, a fair-strength carrier but undermodulated audio, talk and music but not yet a loggable signal, a marginal improvement on what I was hearing back in February. Meanwhile, Ron Howard had been noting that 3325 was missing, only hearing Voice of Indonesia on 4755, as on April 15th at 1325 via the Bandung remote. Then on April 16th, Ron Howard says, I was hearing both 4755 with good reception and 3325 very poor reception at 1042 UT via remote in Western Australia. More about the cuts to Radio Liberty, this time filed under Lithuania, about the medium wave relay on 1386 kHz. Chris Greenway in England says Radio Liberty's Russian service announced today, 15 April, it would no longer be broadcast on 1386, but would continue on satellite and online. But then an update from Chris Greenway on April 16th. Radio Liberty said on 15 April, the operator of the Lithuanian transmitter on 1386 had agreed to continue relaying RL for free. The relays would now be at 1930 to 22 Moscow time or 1630 to 19 UT. And then another update saying that would only last until the end of April. And both he and Mauno Ritola suspect they were confused about the times, miscalculating conversions between Prague, Vilnius, and Moscow, since that would affect relays of NHK and Radio Poland. Kai Ludwig in Germany monitored on April 17th. He says, so what happens now? At least tonight, the transmitter cut off at 1800 UT. Carrier on again at 1829 with NHK feed. Still connected. With interval signal and announcements, but an absence of programming. At 1830 sharp, it switched to RL Russian in mid-sentence. Apparently, the slots at 18 to 1830 and 1830 to 21 UT are subject to different transmission contracts. The first one expired on 15 April. Either the second one will expire on 30 April, or this has been told as the deadline when RFERL will die from starvation. It is questionable whether invoices from Radio Baltic Waves after 14 March will ever be paid. From Jarmo Patala to Idun's medium wave info on the 1st of April via the Arctic Radio Club. I got a reply from the Director of Engineering of Malawi Broadcasting Corporation. Thanks for writing and keen interest on AM and MBC in particular. I regret to advise you that MBC is now phasing out AM transmission, and 756 kHz is currently off. We should be completely off medium wave services in the next 2 months. From Ralph W. Perry in Illinois via the NASA flash sheet, Malaysia 11665, YFM via Kajang on April 13th. An excellent signal today at 1226 with mellow Malay pop music. About the best this one ever gets, so they've clearly done some tweaking of the transmitter. At 1228, announcements in Malay and organ music at 1230, a wild singing a romantic ballad in Malay. The frequency is nice and clear, with a good solid signal. Usually there's Stanag 4285 wideband noise around 4811 blocking broadcasters. This comes from FUF in Fort-de-France, Martinique, nominally on 4811.8. However, Occasionally, it defaults to a mere open carrier, which is easier to deal with, such as Sunday, April 13th at 06:29, and April 14th at 05:14 when I checked. It was on 4811.8. Last week, we had some news of limited tests of Vesti FM, the Russian programming, via the high-power transmitter in Pridnestrovia, or Transnistria, or Moldova, on 11530. There followed some others on other frequencies, just two or three times, which attracted an amazing amount of interest in Europe and North America, like 12160 and 7465, but apparently they're all over now. Via International Vacuum, Internet, VHF, HF, and MF, World of Radio 2291, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for generous financial support from Peter Robinson in Preston, UK, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Not necessarily in U.S. funds. One may also contribute by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702, USA. Concerning Monaco, from Michel Frémy at Radio Magazine Facebook group, via Idun's Medium Wave Info on the 18th of March via the Arctic Radio Club. 5 years ago, Radio Monte Carlo's longwave broadcasts via Romul came to an end. Since then, only Transworld Radio's medium wave broadcasts for Northeast Europe and North Africa have continued. Since this year, only TWR broadcasts in North Africa have been on the air. One of the longwave transmitters has been maintained, while the second has been taken over by TDF for the Alloy France Transmitter Center. Monaco Media Diffusion has various plans for using the site, which should be announced in the coming months. Myanmar Nan, that special broadcast we mentioned last week, on 17500 at 12:30 to 13 UT from Mizima Media, was actually part of the International Radio for Disaster Relief. 17500, among several others on each band, is reserved for that service, with Vatican as the placeholder 24 hours a day. But in this case, it was via the UAE, supposedly only until April 10th. Christian Guibaudot in France reported it as such on the 2nd of April via D-Express DX fanzine. Station YHWH, the Antichrist pirate in North America, on 7475 has been active lately, at later hours than previously. Rick Barton in Arizona says heard a lot recently, well over S9 signals April 8th, 9th, and then April 10th, Rick was already tuned to 7475 when it popped on at 0435. I had a JBA carrier April 12th at 0612 when nothing else is scheduled. On April 13th, Rick says it was well over S9 at tune in 0330. Audio suddenly dropped out at 0500 and the transmitter cut off after 10 minutes. On April 14th, it was in progress at tune in 0440, says Rick. And I heard Josiah's intonations at 0520. Rick says the op has got his transmitter issue worked out. It went off just after 0600. There are numerous blasts from an over-the-horizon radar, which happens often on this frequency, 7475. Philippines, Michel Frémy writes at his Radio Magazine FB group via Idun's Medium Wave Info via the Arctic Radio Club about the Tinang site in the Philippines. The situation is not bright for it. It no longer has strategic importance of controlling other U.S. AGM stations in the region, Saipan and Tinian. The facilities are outdated. Its operation is too expensive compared to Kuwait's IBB station, where energy is free. So what can it now broadcast? VOA is reduced to grief. It cannot broadcast Radio Free Asia for diplomatic reasons. Relays of other international stations are a thing of the past. 3 hours a day left on three frequencies for broadcasting Radio Pilipinas, part of the installation agreement at Tinang. In the medium wave circles, Steve Witt in UK says, there's a data transmission on 525 kHz, Russian style, which is idling with a data pattern. Direction finding determined it's likely from St. Petersburg, Russia. But there's also another one on 523 kHz, which has been reconfirmed as coming from Kaliningrad. Eric Flodane forwards a story from The Sun, UK. Russia's chilling doomsday radio station, The Buzzer, wakes up and sends 4 cryptic messages in just 24 hours on April 15th. The doomsday radio signal 4 words, Neptune, Thymus, Fox Cloak, and Nudabu, according to Telegram channel UVB-76 logs, which constantly monitors its activity on 4625 USB. In the NASA flash sheet, Tony Rogers in the UK reports on Republic of Yemen radio via Saudi Arabia, 11935, actually it's 934.9, such as the 7th of April at 18 UT. It goes off the air within a minute or two of 21 UT, as noted through April 11th, and there is buzzing noticeable on some days, and it disappears when the audio goes off. Solomon Islands 5020 normally ends at 12 UT, but it often leaves its carrier on afterwards. Ron Howard notes that on April 15th, it was still on at past 1330 UT with non-stop pop songs, heard via New Zealand remote. And on April 16th, another day with extended broadcasting, past 1635 UT, non-stop pop songs, heard via that New Zealand remote with good reception. I try to check Voice of Turkey in English to North America every day at 22 UT on 11785. Usually it's inadequate direct to deep North America, but pretty good into Western Europe. It was missing, however, no signal at all on April 14th or 15th. It was back on the 16th. Mike Terry Ford's news from the Telegraph of 10 April. BBC plans for a Radio 2 spin-off station playing 1960s pop hits have been blocked after rivals branded it a rip-off. BBC had outlined plans for an extension of Radio 2, showcasing the best music from the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, but the UK's media watchdog rejected the proposal. Ofcom warned that the spin-off could put off commercial investment and new entrants into the market, particularly among radio stations hoping to serve audiences left behind by the BBC. There's been a lot of concern about plans to make BBC programming unavailable abroad via the web. But Mike Bearclough has an update as of April 17th from the BBC feedback program. Plans to withdraw BBC sounds outside the UK are delayed. They are working on plans to make other BBC stations than Radio 4 and the World Service on alternative platforms, prioritizing those markets where demand is highest. BBC sounds will not be closed outside the UK until these are confirmed. When they are, someone will come on feedback and talk about it. The Irish Times had reported April 1st, blocking a BBC audio streaming service to listeners outside the UK has been branded a slap in the face for audiences in the Republic of Ireland. Here's the tip for North Americans trying to hear BBC on shortwave. Radio New Zealand Pacific has a relay of BBC at 06 UT on 13690. I think this may be more than just the news, maybe for an entire hour, some days of the week. Via Mike Cooper in AP report on April 13th. Dateline Cairo. The head of a U.S.-funded Arabic language TV and online news outlet, Al Hurra, that claims a 30-million-strong audience in the Middle East and North Africa, terminated most staff and curtailed TV programming, accusing the Trump administration and Elon Musk of having irresponsibly and unlawfully cut off funding. Also known as the Middle East Broadcasting Network, this was mentioned in Politico National Security Daily via David Cole. You might want to follow Steve Herman, formerly VOA, for USA GM developments and all the news he posts about on Blue Sky. His handle is News Guy. World of Radio has been appearing Sundays at 2330 UT on 9455 from WRMI, aimed across North America. Contrary to its own schedule, I've noticed WINB, 9265 in Pennsylvania, running much later than nominal sign-off 04 UT on 2 Saturdays in a row past 0600. Via Mike Sandburn and IRCA DX Monitor, the towers of KFXD 630 in Boise, Idaho, will be coming down, according to a report from TV station KIVI. The exact day they would be tumbling down, not known, but it would be very soon. I've been hearing KMMJ 750 Grand Island, Nebraska, in the middle of the night interfering with WSB Atlanta. KMMJ is not supposed to be on the air between sunset and sunrise in Atlanta, but there they were on April 17th and 16th, around 0600. Gospel programming in Spanish, but the non-ID in English is My Bridge. From Radio Insight via the Arctic Radio Club, the FCC has revoked the license of Unido para Cristo's 1060 KIJN, Farwell, Texas, due to failure to pay its regulatory fee debt from 2013 through 2024, amounting to over $27,000. The station failed to pay or respond to the commission as to why it should not have to pay. Here's an off-frequency graveyarder, which ought to be a useful clue even within North America, but reported by Andrea Lavendel in Italy. On 1229.9 kHz, WFAY, Fayetteville, North Carolina. The 10th of April at 0405 UT with Carolina Country, and mentioning FM 100.1. Good news, contrary to last week's report about two main stations closing down, they got a reprieve. Mark Connolly reports this to IRCA based on Bob Mittner's Memory Station Facebook page from Robert Perry. From Memory Stations, we will not be signing off WJTO 750 and WLAM 1470 Sunday at 11:59 p.m. as previously announced. We are in talks with possible buyers, and it is better for us to keep them on the air for the immediate future. Good news for now. We will continue to keep our loyal listeners updated on the air and on the BobsMemoryStation.com and Facebook website. Via Mike Sanborn and IRCA, from RadioInsight.com, here's another radio station losing its tower, but not deliberately. WKHQ, Tower Falls in Ice Storm, Lance Venner Road on March 31st. 105.9 in Traverse City, Petoskey, Michigan. Lost its tower from what the station is calling an apocalyptic ice storm. The 600-foot tower collapsed Sunday evening from multiple days of heavy sleet and freezing rain accumulation that led to heavy ice accumulation. In addition to the tower, the area has snapped power lines, with over 90,000 homes and businesses losing power. The tower collapsed onto an equipment shed on the way down. I've been hearing some mysterious open carriers on frequencies always ending in the number 6, and they're accompanied by some barely audible clicking sounds which extend far beyond the carriers above and below. Lately, April 12th at 0623 on 7656, and April 16th at 0606 on 9936. What are these? The propagation outlook from SWPC issued April 14th. ANK and its is peaking at 36 and 6 on April 16th. Yes, we certainly noticed near blackout conditions. Another peak of 35 and 6 predicted for May 2nd. 25 and 5 on May 5th. The quietest dates of only 6 and 2 are April 26th to 30th. Polar flux rising from 140 April 17th to a peak of 165 April 25th to 27th, and down to 140 again by May 7th. For much more info, consult our website, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, hoping you'll hear me again next week. Glenn Hauser here, concluding World of Radio 2291 with a standard disclaimer.